the smooth indie sound of Richard Ashcroft, Science of Silence on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais. Joined me is Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington.
It was an excellent link, that, Rick. Did you say Nime at one point? 104.9? Other than that, it was
again,
a textbook.
Yeah, a desperate attempt at being articulate.
Sure.
But let myself down.
With your
See, this is the good thing about the boxing thing, because there's no chance of me, you know, slurring the words. No, I already slurred my words.
Yeah.
So no any damage will be totally fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
dear.
Doctor's rushing in. I think there might be some kind of concussion. James just going, no, that's just the way he talks normally. because I'm thinking maybe, did you start the show with that particular kind of manner? Just because obviously a lot of new listeners, I imagine, thanks to the massive poster campaign, and you obviously wanted to impress them and charm.
There's a few examples today of irony coming back and biting you.
Yeah.
That seemed like a funny idea at the time, me posing that app. But Jonathan Ross phoned me up when they first went up and he just said, I've just seen a big poster of a predatory gay.
Yeah, you do look a little bit,
Hello,
and what's your name?
Yeah.
Why would you like to sit down here?
And then you're in the background. And also, I think the funny thing about having you as a partner, I mean, the only good thing, is that, you know, you look weird and tall, like too freakishly tall and lanky.
Oh, yeah,
but in that one, no, because your background and you're smiling, you don't look as weird as you do in real life, or as freakishly tall. So it sort of ruins it a little bit for me. Look,
Pilkington, what are you
doing? He's not listening. He's just opening a packet. What are they? McVitie's. See, we should mention them. We get some free ones if anyone at McVitie's are listening. Because we're not getting the perks of this.
Nothing.
Sort of.
I'd say I'm not getting anything. I really got in this game for the ladies, for the money, for the voiceover work. Certainly,
yeah.
I'm seeing hide and hair of that.
But you're not getting the voiceover work because Jethro. The Jethro's getting all these parts
right,
that you might get.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay, Rick. Yeah. You are the voice of what? The drink driving campaign? You sound like a man who was run over in a drink drive incident.
Oh, I mean,
it's like you don't drive.
Yeah, but I didn't get any money for that,
did I?
I can't remember.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, talk
I don't
about
drive, yeah.
The,
well, that's good,
kettle
I don't drive.
And pot blast
no,
and
it said don't drink and drive, so I've chosen just to drink.
But at least I can formulate sentences using the English language, and I'm not getting the voiceover work. What's the English language
of the 14th century.
Well, it's better English language and English language. Rather than whatever kind of Middle England language you speak, the language of the hobbits.
All right, Carl.
All right.
So you're eating a biscuit. I can't believe it. Are you bored with this already? Do you know what? MTV called me last week. They called me again yesterday and said, when can they come down to do a- Oh, they're coming down next Saturday, by the way, to do a little screen test for you. They're gonna sort of just film you with a little camcorder. You said this. They're gonna film you. Are you alright? Do you wanna- I mean, are you hungry? Do you wanna go out and have a meal? I can't believe you're eating while I'm on air.
No one can hear that.
Do you know who I am?
No one can hear that.
Explain who I am.
Well, that's Ricky Gervais, right? He's made his name on TV.
Yeah.
Okay. He's done any number of corporate gigs, which and they pay silly money. So
yeah.
I mean, this guy's earning, you know, and really earning beyond his talent.
Yeah.
All right.
So I mean, think I deserve a little bit more than a little mank eating a biscuit while I'm talking.
Rick Gervais.
Yeah.
Have you won a BAFTA?
Yeah, too.
All right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just a little bit of respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl,
well,
what have you won? What have you won?
I got a bronze certificate for. Doing a full week at school.
That's great.
It was only a bronze.
What was that then? 3 out of 5 days.
and I got me a little Crusaders badge. If you remember.
What's the Crusaders badge?
The Crusaders badge for the religious club. So.
Oh, is that the fellow that you went and played?
You had to go
ping pong ball. So they wanted to talk to you about God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a Crusaders badge, did you?
Yeah, that's why I went. That's why I joined. That's why I joined.
For the
badge. I like the little badge. Did 4 weeks and then packed it in.
Uh-huh.
But we're talking about MTV, right? And I was. Feeling a bit nervous, wasn't I? About like, you know, the way I look.
Right.
And what have you. And then I watched a bit of Celebrity Big Brother and all the fuss that Mark Owen's getting. And he's not that good looking, is he?
He's very, I want to be Mark Owen's mate. If anyone who knows Mark Owen or Mark Owen's listening, I want to be his mate.
Yeah,
I think he's brilliant.
I think he's a nice lad, but what I'm saying is, right, all the girls go mad over him.
Yeah.
And he's not that good looking, is he?
Well, he's got, he's in a certain way, isn't he? That sort of non-threatening sort
of- Yeah, but he's not stunning, is he? Do you know what I mean?
No, but, no-
well, what's your definition of a stunning?
Yeah. Well, who do you like?
Someone who you look at and you go, God, they're good
looking.
Which
bloke do you fancy? What bloke do you think's attractive then?
So if I was into men.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, you can still say a bloke's a good looker without, fancying him.
Who do you think is attractive?
Probably, I mean, it depends what you're looking for.
Just look. Who attractive? Would you say was like stunning in your definition?
A good-looking lad.
Yeah.
Good-looking lad. Oh, look at him over there. He's.
Do you find, you know, Robbie Williams, do you find him attractive?
No. Boy next door, look.
No, who do you- Carl, hurry up, because it's, you know, we've only got 2 hours.
Probably, do you know, I can't think of one offhand. Mark Owen is pretty good looking then, really.
Well, there's not- just name one bloke that you think's an attractive guy. There must be one bloke that you've either met or that you've, you know, seen in a pub.
Who
or
do you think
on a poster.
Attractive?
Tell you what.
Go on.
Tell you what. Works here. Young Alex Zane.
Oh, hello!
Oh, hello, Alex!
Well, we know Alex, maybe we can fix
you up. Oh, I love you, Alex! You've got so much! Oh,
yes! Look at you! Oh. Brilliant. I love that. That's like, a ride song or something. That's my favourite one.
Ride-ish.
Ride-ish. Feeder. Yeah. Just the way I'm feeling. On XFM 104.9.
Rick, quick question for you.
Go on.
I'm thinking, a lot of people maybe are tuning in for the first time because of the advertising campaign.
Sure.
Should we reintroduce Carl again? I know we've done this a few times in the past, but just worried that people are going to not, you know, not really kind of get the measure of him.
I'm Ricky Gervais. I'm the one off The Office.
Yeah.
Steve Merchant. He's not the one in The Office. He's not Gareth. Some people think he is. He's got a funny, weird West Country accent that actually Mackenzie was affecting for the role. Steve wrote it with me. He's the tall, lanky fella. Carl is our, sort of, well, I say producer, but he's the one that pressed the buttons because
well,
I was
dog's body.
Yeah, but I mean, it was just because I was too big to run the desk.
Yeah.
I used to have to do.
Literally too big, you couldn't get younger.
Yeah, and then we discovered that, you know, he looked a bit like a boring, sort of, alright, yeah, but then when we sort of, you know, poked him with a stick, he came up with, he doesn't realise, but some of the funniest, extraordinary things
I've ever heard.
Say hello, Carl.
Alright.
Yeah,
well, classics, I think, so far, that have gone straight to the list include, have you ever used a Y front correctly?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
You never see an old person-
Eating a Twix.
Eating a Twix. No. These are sort of things. He's back on his campaign to get rid of jellyfish. Why is that, Carl?
Oh, did you see the paper yesterday?
Go on.
It's a jellyfish, right? It's about 15 foot long, about 5 foot wide, and, there's a fella swimming next to it. And the paper's going, oh, look at this, we've found. There's loads of them in Japan.
Yeah.
And it's because the water's getting hot, so it's making jellyfish really big.
Oh, dear. How's the campaign going to get jellyfish rid, you know, get rid of them?
What's your point about jellyfish? They don't do anything?
There's no point. They get in the way.
Yeah.
It ruined me holiday. Because I got stung by one.
Yeah.
But you think the same thing about Liverpudlians, and we can't just go around, you know, wiping out things that ruin
your
holiday.
Well, let's do the jellyfish first. And then we'll move on to the scousers.
But
I don't know what they do, and I'm still, I mean, I'm trying to look on the internet, I've been busy this week.
You're jellyfish now, not scousers.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do either.
Try and work out what would happen with the sea if it didn't work, because they say, like, if there's
See, this is what we're talking about. Let's do it. People have listened for the first time, they've got to listen to every word you say. You want to find out what would happen with the sea if it didn't work?
If jellyfish weren't in there, do you know what I mean? Because stuff like coral, apparently the sea would be in a right state if you didn't have any coral in it. Fish, do you know what I mean? I always worry about how many fish we're sort of eating. Because you go past-
Sorry?
No, do you know, like, you go in Marks and Spencer's or Selfridges-
There's loads of fish in there.
And there's really fancy stuff that you think they've killed that, and it looks good on the counter, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But is anyone going to buy it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's a big, like, a shark sat in ice.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, they've got like a lot of fish.
For sure you're going around the Tate Gallery?
Do you know what I mean?
I've never seen a big shark sat in ice in Selfridges.
They do it. And it's like, you go in the morning and you can go back at night and the same shark sat there.
Yeah.
And it's
you know it's the same shark, do you?
It's the same one.
So, same face?
are you sure he just hasn't lost his mum? And he's just like, he went shopping with her Christmas shopping and he's just like, he's stranded, he don't know where, he's just waiting.
You know I'm right.
I've never seen a shark in Selfridges.
Well, alright then, say maybe that's one day a week, but on other days they'll have like-
Shark Monday. Selfridges. Today at Selfridges is Shark Monday.
Yeah.
No, it's just that-
So your point is that there's all these fish not being eaten.
Yeah.
So and they're being killed.
They've taken them out of the sea, no one's eating them.
And you're worried, what, that the sea's gonna rise because the more things you take out?
Well, we're just gonna run out.
Because the fish drink it, don't they, and that keeps the water level down.
Yeah.
you know what I mean, there's stuff that worries me.
You're worried that- was it you who said that you were worried that- because, you know, there's sponge in the sea.
Yeah.
But if they took it all away-
No.
Like, is that him?
That's a Stephen Wright joke.
Is that Stephen Wright? What was the joke?
And sponges grow in the sea. That kills me. How deep would it be if they didn't?
I love the fact that he confused you with Stephen Wright, who for a living purposely says ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Does that worry you, Carl?
Well, think about that and play a record.
What do you want?
I'd love to, a classic, a beautiful song by Simon and Garfunkel, April Come She Will. April Come She Will, Simon and Garfunkel.
That was in the days when they kept songs short.
Short and sweet. What do you think of that, Carl?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, you like that, do you?
It's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. That's Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington
for you.
Coming up on the show, we've got Educating Ricky.
I'm not happy with this.
Oh, really? Because the last few weeks have been genius. what is the drop in quality, is there, of the education of me?
Well, it's just, like I said, I've wasted a lot of time this week searching on the web, right?
You wasted a lot of time searching on the web because you come up with things that aren't true. Why don't you look in books and verified sort of like journals?
The web is the new book though, isn't it?
No.
The web is the new book.
That's what you're going wrong.
Yeah.
Well, so I've been searching, there's hardly anything. I spoke to you in the week, about Monday or Tuesday.
What did you say? There's nothing happened this week in the world.
There's
apart
nothing
from
going on. There was a new car wash that you can put dogs in.
There was a car wash you can put dogs in.
That's the only thing that's happened in the world.
And that and the jellyfish, and we've covered that. So, I've managed to find some bits, but it's not that good. Rockbusters.
Yeah. Oh, we've really G'd up. So that's coming up, the thing that's not that good.
Look forward to that.
Yeah.
Can you just quickly tell us about the car wash with the dog in it?
I don't know what's the story. That didn't make the top three.
I didn't waste that much time on it, to be honest.
It just said,
you know, how busy are you? Have you got a dog? how about saving some time? There's some car wash out. It's not a car wash, it's dog wash. You take it down there, put your coin in, put your dog in, and it comes out clean. See, there's nothing in
it. Is this called a bath, isn't it?
No, but it's like a machine.
Right.
There's a machine. But we'll, you know, that's why I didn't pick it. So we've got some of them bits coming up. Rockbusters.
Yeah.
Rick, can I just explain some of the prizes we got here for Rockbusters? Because I just want you to try and picture, if you would, the kind of XFM listener who'd particularly want this collection of gifts. You've got the best chill out album ever. This is the one, as I said before, that's largely made up of songs you may have heard in adverts.
Sure.
You've got the Volvo advert on there.
Yeah.
T-Mobile.
Brilliant.
That's on there. So that's Roy Cobb. So look forward to that. Yeah, again, just imagine which XFM listener is particularly looking forward to Top of the Morning with Terry Wogan. His two-disc set there. You've got, it starts with, we've got the Bangles on there. We've got Billy Joel, River of Dreams, Shine On by Mr. Christopher. So, just look forward to that.
oh dear.
We've got the Only Fools and Horses last year's Christmas special. We gave one of those away last year, last week, but, still more to shift.
Do I spy a little free car? Yes, there's a little free
three-wheel trotter independent trading three-wheel car, so that's there as well. So, as I say, if you like fairly mediocre comedy.
Little Jonathan Ross's face there.
Yeah, on the back.
God of us, oh.
And maybe you also want Jerry Halliwell's Body Yoga DVD, Rick, so.
Sure, that's good quality.
And then just a few token XFM kind of things. We've got the Manic Street Preachers DVD and the U2 Best
Of. And tell me, Steve, how do the lucky listeners win these?
Rick, I'm glad you've asked. What they do is they email in with the answers to Rockbusters, which is a quiz.
How do they email if we don't know the email address?
Rick, again, thanks for asking. Thanks for flagging that up. Ricky.Gervais at xfm.co.uk. That'll be coming up shortly. Try and get into the mindset of Carl Pilkington. A lot of people have been trying to email in answers, trying to think through kind of logically.
Sure.
Or maybe based on the rules that they've picked up over the years.
Or when he says it a cryptic clue, they believed him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you've just got to think more like a mentalist.
Right.
To try and get win.
First of all, right, the prizes that I source every week.
Explain yourself.
What I said to you we're doing between now and Christmas, because it's just a few weeks till Christmas.
Right.
I thought I'd make up sort of family packs.
Okay.
That, the winner can have something, say like, there's a nice U2 album in there, right? Yep. So the winner might want to keep that. But they can get rid of the Jerry yoga thing.
They can give Only Fools and Nurses to Uncle.
To the dad.
To the dad, yeah. I think the mum would love the Terry Wogan.
Yeah. The
thing.
Yoga for your sister.
Right.
Yeah.
And all that.
So is that what you thought through? Was it, or was it that there was a load of junk in the office?
Did you scoop them up with two arms and it's as much you could carry down the corridor?
Yeah.
A little bit of that. That's me workings on why you've got all that.
Okay. Brilliant. That's excellent.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
That's coming up.
And my mum sent some more.
What we also needed there,
he's got a letter from his mum.
My mum did some more Rockbusters for us.
I reckon they're secretly listening, Carl. They've said they're not listening, but I reckon they are. Does that worry you?
Well, let's play a record and then let's hear your mum's Rockbusters.
Better Warren G.
Well done.
Regulators. I hope Nate's involved.
Nick Dogg? Yeah. I hope so.
But you can't be in Nirvana, You Know You're Right on XFM 104.9. I had to, meet the doctor for this fight thing in the week, and it's the one who's off Big Brother. Yeah, and but she's a medical doctor, and she's sort of big in the boxing sort of world as well. And one of the tests, I had to do a punch test. The other test I had to do was to get in the bod pod.
Really?
And he wiped it down since he was there? Yeah. And I was a little bit nervous.
So what does this do? What exactly does it do?
You do a displacement sort of calibration with a known volume.
All right. Just bear in mind that Carl's listening, so if you want to explain that in.
What it does, Carl, is it works out your density.
Okay,
right.
Through
displacement, it knows how much what your volume is for the air displaced, right, in this thing, and
in layman's terms, what does it tell you?
It knows what muscle weighs, it knows what fat weighs, it knows your average density of your skeleton, what height you are there. So it works out from your volume and your density. It can work out, therefore, probably what percentage of that is muscle, fat, bone, etc.
What if you put in one of those,
Oh, God.
No, go on, then.
No, go on, what were you gonna ask?
What would it do if you put in one of those pug dogs?
What do you mean, what would it do?
Like, on Ricky's lap?
Do you know those dogs that are all wrinkling, have got too much skin for the skeleton?
Yeah.
And it's all, like, caving in and folding over?
Yeah.
Would the machine go, well, we know what you are, so it's all right? Or would it say, oh, what's going on here?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, last week when you were laughing
Why do you want to confuse machines? Do you remember when he put in Y to a computer search engine to try and confuse it? I want the computer to come back, why not, and your head explode. I mean, I love the idea that you're trying to,
It's better than what I thought you were going to say, which is, what if you put a fly in there?
Well, anyway,
what percentage of you is muscle and what percentage of you is fat?
I'm 25% fat.
25% fat?
Yeah.
Now, what's
most of me is muscle. Bone density in that. Rick Waller was 60% fat, which I've looked into it, and apparently is exactly the same as a pork scratching.
Wow, that's extraordinary.
So he is the equivalent of a 30 stone giant pork scratching. Yeah.
So is 20% fat, is that good or bad?
No, 20%'s all right. 25's over.
Right.
Men, healthy, fit, lean men, about 18, 20.
Right.
I'm 25.
So you're a healthy, fit, lean man.
No, 18, 20. I'm 25.
Oh, you're 25.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
So I'm 5% over. And a boxer, a boxer that is in peak, you know, with the basically, you've seen the ones. They just look, you know, like Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
They're 8% fat.
Wow.
So
is that good for you?
Well, I don't think it's that bad for you. I mean, you know, you need a bit of fat.
Because Bruce Lee supposedly, I mean, there's many rumours, I'm sure you're fascinated by them, Carl, conspiracy theories surrounding Bruce Lee's death.
Yeah.
One of which is that his body was, it's at the peak of physical perfection. He had an aspirin because of a headache. And it reacted with his, because just the impurities in the aspirin killed him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not because
it's sort of like quite interesting and a bit weird.
Yeah.
It'll
have that's fact.
It'll have, yeah.
Well, are you aware of the fact that supposedly he actually cheated death, he actually faked his own death so he could work undercover for the Hong Kong police? Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
Do you believe that as well? Not so convinced.
Dunno.
Do you believe he could kill a man by putting all his energy into a trembling hand and touching him and every blood vessel burst?
Well, it's just another form of trickery, isn't it? I mean, you met up with, with Darren, didn't you? Old,
met up with Darren Brown, yeah.
Darren Brown.
Yeah, he's incredible. Yeah. He's probably the Britain's best illusionist, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah.
He can put that on a poster if he wants.
Tell you what, though, right? What? Changing the subject a bit.
We were
talking about a fly getting in that pod.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read in the week when I was searching for stuff to educate, you know, the Educate Ricky section.
Yeah.
Which we will be
Do you want to answer that phone? Because it's annoying me. Who's phoning?
I don't know. It's obviously someone who doesn't know that you're talking at the moment, so leave it.
It could be the head of.
Leave it.
Yeah, go on.
Could be the head of XFM.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so scared. I think he's going to be embarrassing in my ear,
going, don't call me when I'm working.
Nice. Right. Fighting against the machine. High five. Raging against the machine.
Go on. Right. We're talking about flies getting in a pod. And do you know, like, how, a Barbie doll, if it was real, it wouldn't be able to work? Do you know what I mean? A Barbie doll, if a woman had the
proportions.
Yeah, she wouldn't be a tie her shoelaces up and stuff because her legs are too long for her back and all that. Flies, scientists can't work out how they fly.
It's a bee.
It's a bee. It's a bee, not a fly.
No, a fly as well.
No.
A fly is, apparently its body is like too big for its wings and they still can't work it out.
Yeah.
Which
in your mind says what? Something spooky going on?
They have worked out that it's the fact that what they do, the wing actually beats a ridiculous about 150 times a second, so it displaces air.
Yeah.
So they have.
I know what you mean. It's incredible that it can fly because it's got such small wings.
Yeah. All right.
And it's a bee, not a fly.
But other than that, good point.
Well, Bowie.
Ah, another classic. Be My Wife off the Low album. David Bowie.
David Bowie.
It's a cracker.
Be My Wife off a Low.
Very good indeed.
Yeah.
Rick, you know my frustration with the homeless?
Yeah.
You know they wind me up. Walking through Soho last night, I saw a homeless fella reading a book.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, if he's got the wherewithal to read a book, right, he's obviously, you know, he wants to keep himself occupied, his mind educated.
Yeah.
My point is, why not, instead of reading a book, have a quick look through the job vacancies section of the Evening Standard, or maybe just take the time to fill in some kind of application form for, you know, maybe, you know, a job or something
like that. What you're confusing there was is the ability to read with the ability to house yourself.
Well, no, because what I'm saying is, it seems to me he's obviously got a certain, you know, grasp psychologically of, you know, his way.
They're not mental, like, people who haven't got houses.
Well, a lot of them are, Rick. I've seen them dancing and shouting and screaming, you know, and pissing in doorways and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, again, you're confusing homelessness with trampiness.
Well, again, you know, Rick,
some people just have left home and they haven't got a.
Gervais, I'm not a sociologist.
No.
Sorry if I can't spot all the clever distinctions that a trained expert such as yourself can.
Well,
all I know is there was a fella reading a book.
Well, you know the ones that have got beards and sing little tunes and they smell of piss.
They're my favourite.
Right?
They are brilliant.
Yeah, and they're drinking special brew.
Yeah,
first thing. That's an alcoholic tramp.
Yeah,
right?
They are.
You know the ones that sit with a dog or a selvig issue, they just haven't got their own place.
Right.
Do you see?
Okay. Well, again, I mean, it's tricky finding a place, I know, because I had to move house recently, and it's a nightmare. I had to get, like, estate agents on it, and I had to go and see a load of places, and I was doing a job as well, you know, and I still managed to fit it in. This guy's just lounging around on the street.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised he can't find
loads of places to live.
I'm surprised he can't find the time to visit a couple of different residences.
Yeah.
Because there's some pretty cheap ones, you know, if you go kind of a bit farther out of London. Maybe it's because he wants to live in the Soho area, and frankly, it's expensive.
What I'm confused about is the number of homeless people that recognise me and say they enjoy the office.
Mm.
They've got to be watching it through Dixon's window. show.
I think that's probably a demographic that's sort of hung over from some of your previous TV work.
The 11 o'clock show?
Yeah, you know, or stuff like that.
The
or
ones
or
that used to slip by.
Yeah, exactly.
Tramps and the French for me.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Some
yeah,
of the weirdos. Sure. Or maybe sort of people who watched, you know, have watched the show and then have fallen on hard times since then, I don't know. And this is not necessarily linked. I mean,
no, I wouldn't have thought so. Carl's lost. Carl's lost in this conversation. Carl, were we boring you then?
No, no, it's just, I don't know, it's a bit tight, isn't it?
What?
Because it's like, I sometimes think it could have been me. When I see homeless people and that, yeah. I just think, you know, I nearly killed a man once. It could have totally changed my life.
So, whoa, 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 you want to slow down there.
Just back up for a second. Just back up for a second.
No, like that time when I was in Wales, right, and I picked up a big piece of slate and chucked it off the cliff.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it nearly hit a fella.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right, in that split second, if he would have decided to sort of go and pick up a shell that was close to the sea, it could have hit him.
Yeah.
And it would have killed him. And
yeah.
I wouldn't be sat here today.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just all about luck, isn't it?
Right,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, don't know, that's about it, really. That's
the point. That's the political.
What was the point again? That you're there for, but for the grace of God's eye.
Yeah, no, he's saying, you know, you should count our blessings because, yeah. you know, anything can happen.
Yeah.
You never
sure,
know what's around
sure.
the corner.
Sure.
Yeah,
it's like if Carl hadn't met us, he'd still be in that little room making jingles. Now, he is a respected household name.
Do you think he packed the book before he left home? To become homeless, he thought, right, I need the clothes, I'm gonna need the cigarettes, I'm gonna need the dog and the piece of string, and I probably need some, probably gonna need some reading literature as well, because I'm gonna get pretty bored, like, just sitting in the street yeah. begging all day.
Maybe I should take some
of the stuff I haven't read, you know.
Or maybe it's one of those themed holidays, you know, those trendy middle-class people?
Right.
They go on, like, the adventure holidays and danger holidays. Maybe the latest one, amongst sort of, like, yuppie types,
yeah.
is, homeless holidays.
Exactly. Yeah.
They pay, like, £10,000.
Exactly.
And they really
they
get
a little
the experience.
Area of sort of the streets of Soho.
And people come up to them and abuse them.
Yeah.
They're all paid, they're all actors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah.
They get beaten up at night when they're sleeping under a bridge.
They you know, they get to try a really safe sort of form of heroin.
Sure. Yeah.
That
sounds brilliant. Now that's worth marketing.
Themed
Rick.
Holidays.
Themed holidays like that. Home you could have homeless.
Yeah.
You could have like rent boy holidays. Find out what it's like to be a rent boy for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then, yeah, they have to
make a little bit of money on the
they
side.
They have to wean them off it.
Exactly.
At the end, they go, no, don't keep sucking it.
You can stop
You're finished
now,
you but
yeah.
You're a bank manager again. I've just got the taste for it, to be honest.
Well, can that happen? No, it's worth knowing if that is a possibility.
Look, Carl's worried. What? Yeah. We haven't said anything.
We haven't said anything wrong, Carl.
Don't there's be no complaints. We haven't said anything. The words suck, as far as I can work out. No, it's not a banned word on the radio.
Is it Rockbusters time?
Okay. Yeah, Rockbusters.
Well, let's play a tune, then we'll come out with Rockbusters.
What do you want?
Are we going to hear your mum's before we have
best
yours?
Holiday I've ever had.
I'll get a taste for it. New American band called My Morning Jacket from the Sweatbees EP. That's called Lowdown.
Like that?
Yeah, nice.
It's good, yeah. I brought in some adverts, my favourite adverts to play.
Really?
Yeah, they're all new ones as well.
We got those now? Can we hear them?
Do you want to do them now or keep them listening and play them later?
No, do them now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
they are good. XFM. Ready?
XFM. XFM indeed, Steve.
Absolutely. Sorry, I'm just fiddling around here.
What are you looking at?
Well, I'm just looking at some of the emails, and if I can find it, I've got an absolute treat from you.
Go on.
Dickie Anderson.
Is he?
Anders, he's emailed in
Richard
again.
Anderson, our biggest fan.
Biggest fan. He said, dear Ricky, sorry for not tuning in recently, only I've been busy watching a puddle evaporate. Glad to hear you haven't tinkered with the show's winning formula by trying to introduce any quality into it. That's from Richard Anderson. So, good to have Dickie Anderson listening again.
Oh, God.
Because he just keeps us on our toes, you know.
Yeah.
And, good work, Rich. Thanks for that.
I wonder what he looks like.
Dickie Anderson?
Yeah.
I think he's a good-looking guy. For some reason, I've always imagined him as being slightly older, with maybe a beard.
Oh, no, I think of him sort of cords and now in sweater.
Definitely cords.
I think he looks like, maybe the Proclaimers.
Yeah, but right. Again, with a beard or at least a moustache.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm seeing some kind of facial
hair. He's sort of like, he likes The Cure and the Swiss Nap, but, and, he snarls at everything. He thinks everything's pure out.
Yeah.
I bet he
yeah.
prefers Radio 5.
Do you think Radio 5?
Yeah.
Four. I bet he's a real music snob as well. I bet it's like, there's certain bands, it's like rubbish. The Blazing Squad, rubbish. All pop music, rubbish. Britney Spears, rubbish.
Is this defamation of character?
He slagged you off enough times, Rick, and the show. I don't know.
And I'm only saying it's my opinion, exactly. I imagine. So,
yeah, I mean,
you
we don't know. I mean, you know, he could be a lovely guy.
I'm getting, to be honest, I'm getting to like him.
What I like about Richard is he's willing to say what he thinks.
Well, it's not, it's more than that.
He's a bit like Eminem.
No, it's, no, it's more than that. He actually hits on the truth too often, yeah, for my liking.
Yeah, well, that's.
I mean, this is a shoddy show with very, very little to offer.
You got to remember, though, it is a, bronze-winning show. We did win a bronze award at the Sony's last year. One of the most coveted of the awards.
Yeah. The bronze. In my opinion, the bronze is slightly better than the gold.
Well, a lot of people don't win the bronze, Rick. You got to remember that, that there's not many people who
win
the bronze.
Gold, gold, you know, gold's got no intrinsic value. It's just a currency. And in my opinion, bronze is better.
Well, yeah.
In a way. Carl, Rockbusters, well, Carl.
Yeah, no, listen, we did get a bronze, but this year we introduced Rockbusters. Things will be changing. So,
we didn't introduce Rockbusters, Carl. Please don't tar us with that brush.
Yeah,
you introduced.
And also,
it.
Do you remember the show that got that bronze was the show with the complaint that was upheld by the Radio Authority?
Was it really?
Yeah, the show that got the award and was nominated was the one with the only upheld complaint we've ever had.
Do you think if we hadn't discussed that particular subject for quite as long, we could have got the silver?
I think it was the mention of. And I say this meaning male birds, of all the cocks.
Right.
Yeah. But do you think the Sony committee was going, I enjoyed the show, if they hadn't mentioned cocks, meaning birds.
Yeah, meaning birds, yeah.
So I'd have given it the silver.
Yeah.
So,
Carl getting nervous.
Rockbusters then.
Yeah.
Chance to win all that stuff Steve was talking about before.
Uh-huh.
We give initials and a cryptic clue, and it's a band, and there's three of them, and you email in ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want some of my mums?
Well, I think before you give us your own, we should hear your mums, just to sort of set the tone and for people to get their heads around the whole idea.
She sent some more, they're still not that up to scratch. first one, this group are nice on toast.
Marmalade?
Jam.
Yeah.
Which one?
Jam.
Okay. Marmalade would have worked.
Marmalade's just as good, yeah.
This man liked his wine.
This man liked his wine?
Dean Martin.
What?
So no cryptic clue, just a man who drinks?
Yeah. But that, isn't there like a myriad of rock stars and pop stars who like booze?
I love that. That liked his wine!
I don't think anyone would have ever got that.
That's fantastic! This man liked his wine! Dean Martin! This man liked his golf.
Oh, clubby, oh, clubby chip face. No, Bunker Smith.
Bing Crosby, yeah. He liked his golf. Yeah. That's genius. This man liked his wine.
Just a couple more. Hope you're not speeding when you meet these. The police.
Oh, it's great!
And, is there any other good ones? Sounds like these lads work for the hospital.
The porters.
Say that again?
Sounds like these lads, work for the hospital. Jerry and the pacemakers.
Right.
So we'll
Carl, I have to say, if there was ever in the future any doubt that you were your mother's son, that would pay that. Believe me, you are a chip off the
Okay. Block. Well, so we have a little record and then educating Ricky and Rockbusters. So
the show really starts. Of the prizes. Jerry Halliwell's yoga video, DVD, I think it's the latest one in that particular series. So if you've already worked yourself up to, you know, you're looking pretty good, but there's still a little bit of, flab, maybe around the arse or breast area, then Jerry can help you out there.
Yeah.
We got to Only Fools and Horses, this is the Christmas special from last year. Jonathan Ross was giving that well on his morning show this morning, I don't know if they're just trying to get rid of him. Top of the Morning to you from Terry Wogan, that's his, 2-beat CD.
I'm sure they were giving that away as
You've
well,
got the likes of Love Theme from Top Gun, obviously Take My Breath Away by Berlin, that's on there. What else we got? We got The Pretenders, you mentioned them earlier. Alison Moyet's on there. Annie Lennox featuring Paul Simon.
I still call her Alf.
Loaf is on there. I'm talking to the meat variety.
Oh,
obviously. Miss Tina Turner on Silent Wings. There's a, you know, an incredible selection there. Perfect for, say, mum or, a deaf aunt. that's the Manic Street Preachers greatest hits DVD.
Anyway, how's your aunt, the one who farted for 5 minutes, Carl?
Also got the U2 D,
I've not been that well.
The U2
What's up with her?
The best chill out album ever.
Is she alright?
Yeah, she'll be alright.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, so that's the prizes up for grabs.
So we're having two conversations there. I think we're a little bit too relaxed in this show.
Sure.
I mean, people tuning in will just think, do those three people know they're going out live? Or is that a conversation, like, between the records? Do you know what I mean?
It probably sounds like, the record is playing. We get the record playing and we're just chatting.
Oh, dear. What we got? What we got, Carl? What we got? Carl. One opportunity. Carl, come on. To seize everything you ever wanted. One moment. Did you capture it? Or just let it see? Eminem. Lose Yourself. Back on form there.
Absolutely, yeah, it's good tune.
Good, good. On XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant. Carl Pilkington, more importantly. Carl, come on then.
Right.
I need some education.
It's Rockbusters.
I know, but I need education. I need some education.
But we've promised some Rockbusters.
Educating Ricky, I will be ditching before Christmas.
Why?
It will be going.
Why? Because there's nothing out there.
It's just struggling. I was thinking on the way in today, I can either do, doing something more with Steve, because we've done, like, the Ricky angle. Either we can do,
educating Steve?
No, either like a bit of a call my bluff type thing, but it's like a con merchant and I have to like trick you.
Okay.
And you're the merchant. And then, I was thinking something that you just do some work and you have a moan for a bit. Okay. And that's a bit, that's like a wine merchant that you just like whine on about something.
The pun comes first with you, doesn't it?
You've
worked out that first.
Yeah.
That's like, I told you I've come up with a couple of sitcoms for me.
Go on.
One is I've got an imaginary navy called Merchant's Navy.
I've got
a navy in it. And the premise is I've got a navy.
Yeah.
And another one is I live in-
And that's as far as he's got as well.
Yeah, that's just all I've come up with. If you've got any ideas there, Carl, then that'd be much appreciated. Yeah. Another one is I live in quite a salubrious part of North London, and that's called Merchant of Little Venice. And I live in Little Venice. I don't know what happens. I don't know what happens, but, any ideas, Carl?
I've got one when I play an Italian waiter, and it's called Shut Up a Gervais.
Yep.
That's so, pretty good.
That's the one we're working on now, actually, to follow up with The Office.
Do you like that?
Yeah. We'll do something with that.
Yep.
But at the moment, we've got Rockbusters.
Okay.
So, these are mine. Number one. You've been dunking that for too long. That's LB.
Oh, God, that's too easy.
I always tease them, don't I? Give them something to make them feel like they're going to win something, and then I hit them hard with a tricky one.
That doesn't make sense. Yeah, go on.
So, the first one. So, that's the cryptic clue for a band or an artist. Their initials are LB, and the cryptic clue. You've been dunking that for too long.
Yeah.
So, that's the first one. Second one. You won't be able to play that game in this pub, because the table ain't big enough. Right? Could be an old artist, could be a new one, could be a band.
What's the initials?
FD. Alright? FD. You won't be able to play that game in this pub. The table ain't big enough. And the final one, well, I've had a rubbish day, so I'm happy it's over. Right?
Yeah.
That's the third cryptic clue, the initials being GK. Right?
Yeah.
Well, I've had a rubbish day, so I'm happy it's over. They're the three clues. All you gotta do is email in, ricky.gervais.
That's great! That's genius!
Which one?
The last one.
Right?
That's the best one you've ever done.
Right? Ricky.gervais.
That's great.
I don't know the middle one. UK.
Okay.
Email in them three answers, you win the stuff. We have still got Educating Ricky.
Go on, let's have one.
I'll give you the titles.
Give me titles, yeah, go on, yeah.
Right, you've got, three bits of info that's gone on in the world.
Yeah.
Or,
possibly.
Sort of information.
Olden times? Never go further back than the 17th century, do we?
Well, no, let's make it clearer. There's three bits of information that people have put on the net. Whether or not they're true, different issue.
And that he still gets it a little bit wrong in translation. And sort of adds bits to it. Go on.
So we've got,
I love it when he plays out those historical dialogues.
Yeah!
You know, it's like the 15th century where he goes, so anyway, a bloke says to himself, I'll tell you what I'll do.
So the horse isn't happy.
Yeah,
go on.
Right, so the three that you've got to pick from, you've got, Get Your Kit On, We're Off Down the Butchers.
Let's Get Your Kit On, We're Off Down the Butchers,
We've got, Wash Up With You.
Wash Up With You!
Wash Up With You!
And the last one, I couldn't really think of a good title for, so it's just, why don't they just get a diary or some paper or something?
Oh, play a record!
We've got to make this into a book. This has got to be a book made for Christmas.
Oh, God.
Chapter headings.
Oasis, Live Forever on XFM 104.9. Right, we're in the swing of things. It's mine and Steve's favourite bit of the whole show. This is what we do this show for now. Educating Ricky.
Yeah.
Go for it, Carl.
You said learning can't be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go for the one. What's the one about the butcher going down the butcher shop?
You've got to get your kit on, we're off down the butcher's.
Yeah.
You going for that one?
Yeah.
Well, do you know the saying, don't let the cat out of the bag?
Yeah.
Do you know what it means?
Yeah, don't give away a secret.
Right. Well, do you know how it came about?
No.
No.
Well, ages ago. Before, like,
ages ago. 17th century?
Yeah, before, like.
Yeah, yeah, 17's good. Yeah.
Before, like, you know, proper butchers and Dewhursts and supermarkets and that, you used to get these blokes who sold meat.
Right.
Butchers, they were called then, I think.
Yeah, yeah, but the difference was they didn't stay in the same place, they moved about. Right, so they'd turn up on a street corner,
right,
and he'd have, like, loads of carrier bags of, like...
Carrier bags?
Yeah, with, you know, with meat in and that, and people would
plastic
be like,
carrier bags?
Yeah, with mobile butcher on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so,
had an email address.
Yeah, go on.
People went, right, yeah, I need some meat, right, so they'd, they'd go up to this bloke and, say, what have you got? And he'd say, well, I've got a, you know, you can have a bag full of pig, or you can have, whatever, a bag full of chicken. Whatever.
Yeah.
And they'd go, yeah, how much? They'd go, oh, you know, call it a fiver, whatever.
Yeah.
And, they'd buy them. And to make more money, they didn't always fill the bag with what they said was in it.
Oh, and yeah, I thought that might be the case.
Right? Yeah. So what
did
they used
to do- Did they put cats in there?
Yeah.
But I don't see what-
Okay, so sometimes they would put a cat in the bag and pretend it was chicken or whatever else.
Yeah, so-
But why was a cat any cheaper than a chicken?
Because cats are wandering around the streets, aren't they? Chickens aren't. So they'd get a chicken, they'd put a chicken on the top so that when they look in it, they'd go, yeah, that's all right. Got a bag full of chicken, they'd get home to make the dinner.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, what are we having tonight? And they'd go, well, you'll never guess. And they'd have, like, you know, well, you can have a chicken leg and, you know-
But it wouldn't be, it would be a cat. Yeah. They'd have to defrost a pizza.
Yeah. Oh.
Did they mind that they were eating cat then, in those days?
He didn't say. He just was saying about the saying, don't let the cat out of the bag. It's like, you know, if they see that, they're gonna go mad.
I'm mildly disappointed with this story. It's all right if it's true, but you know, there's something about it, it's just... I want to know more. He always leaves it. Is it Carl doesn't quench your thirst for knowledge, he creates more. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
Well, yeah, he's like the pot noodle of information.
Yeah, do you know, I want to go-
I'm not nourished by it.
It's if, he, if for every fact he tells me, there's 10 others that spring up that I have to get clear.
Well, so it was the people that were doing this, it was the dodgy butchers that coined this phrase. Were they saying to each other, don't let the cat out the bag? I.e., what I mean by that, Jack, is don't let them see the cat.
Yeah.
What we've stuffed in there.
Yeah.
Dodgy butcher, there's another phrase, isn't it?
So that's the first one.
Is that a euphemism or is that dodgy butcher?
As his meat delivered round the back.
Sure.
So that's that one. So let's get your kit on.
What does that mean?
It's a euphemism for homosexuality.
Okay. And meat, presumably, in that means different things.
It doesn't. It's a word that is also a male
would it,
bird.
Would it mean chicken or cat necessarily in that context? Or well, I suppose it could.
Yeah. Carl's look at him. Carl looks at you like a cat.
Yeah.
Whenever we leave him behind, if we don't talk, like, straight at him and let him see our lips moving, and it's, you know, monosyllabic and very easy to look, he's lost in that conversation there. He just drifted off, didn't you, Carl?
No, I just was also thinking on animals and that. Something else I was gonna use.
Go on.
Was,
This isn't a radio show, is it? I just suddenly caught something. This is nothing.
I told you that before. It's been bad today.
No, but I mean, it's the way, this casual way that, it's like we almost have no regard for our listener. And I'm not proud of that, I just don't know what to do about it. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how to do this properly. I mean, we're just chatting here. I mean, it's only Anderson who's seen through us. And that surprises me, that more people haven't. I mean, what are the figures like? Do people listen to this show?
I'll find out for you.
You keep saying that.
But, Yeah, there's this parrot. And, apparently, it lives
I mean, Rick, it's unique, if nothing else. I mean, when you wake up with Wogan tomorrow, you're not even gonna hear him start a line with, there was this parrot.
Go on, there was this parrot, yeah, go on.
And it can talk and that. Someone's obviously, you know, tore it out, how to speak and that. And, it flew away.
Oh.
And it's living in this church. Right? And, people are at the church doing hymns and that. And then
trouble's brewing.
In between the hymns.
If that parrot was owned by an old, miner who used to swear a lot,
well,
then the vicar is gonna be really annoyed. That vicar. Yeah. That vicar's gonna- go on.
I just hope he stays quiet, Rick, during the vicar's sermons.
Yeah, go on.
Have you read it?
No, go on.
Have you read it?
No, go on, because that's what happens, right?
Go on, tell us, Carl.
During the hymns, it's sort of effing and jeffing and stuff.
Effing and jeffing?
Yeah. And everyone's like going, oh, you know, it's quite funny, really, you know, it doesn't know what it's doing. Everyone's having a laugh.
Yeah.
But it's causing a havoc at funerals.
When did this happen?
Not years ago.
John was a much-loved man.
He was a wanker!
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anyway, so that was another
story. What can you say about Uncle John?
Bollocks.
Oh, Carl, I love the fact that when you look at things, you go, that's interesting, a parrot swears at funerals.
That'd be a nightmare.
And it stays with you. You see, for a simple man, you retain an awful lot of knowledge. It's just all rubbish.
It's all
you. Do you know what I mean? If you just replaced all this rubbish with good stuff, you'd be an intellectual.
Yeah.
Really. Because, I mean, your retention is fantastic.
Yeah.
So I lose you again there, did I? Was it the word retention?
We've still got, Wash Up With You.
Yeah. Should we play a record and do Wash Up With You?
Yeah, we'll play a bit of Aqualung.
Aqualung!
Alright, that's Aqualung. Good time's gonna come, innit? Right, Carl. Come on, educating Ricky. So, don't let the cat out of the bag. That's where that comes from.
Mm.
Comes from a crafty butcher. Right, go on then.
So the next little headline is Wash Up With You.
Wash Up With You. Go on.
You want to know about that?
Yes.
It's a survey that they did. Survey that they did this week.
They?
Yeah. Some university did some survey.
Brilliant.
Did a world test on washing up.
Yeah.
And, each country were given 140 pots to clean. Brits were the quickest. Yeah?
Yeah.
Turkey were the slowest at washing up.
The Turks.
It's not because the little fellas that work in the kitchens with no- is it?
They can't reach.
Spain. Spain were the cleanest and the, Germans were pretty good as well, so.
I don't know where to start with this. honestly, Steve, I don't know where to start with that. Look at his face.
It was really light, right? We've had the parrot, right? These are things that I found. Found the parrot, right? I've told you about the dog in the car wash.
Right, you didn't tell me about that. You said there's a car wash for a dog. That's all you told me.
Yeah, but
the parrot, you said there's a parrot. What? It's a problem at funerals.
Yeah.
That's nothing. That's nothing. That's nothing.
And,
do you understand?
And,
they used to eat cats.
What else have we got? There's an elephant in India with sore feet.
Why?
There's an elephant in India with sore feet.
No, I'm interested. Why?
Tap dancing?
Why?
Yeah, I didn't write that
much time about
it.
He's trying to break Roy Castle's record. He's still going.
Come on, what is it? What is it? Think.
It's an elephant and it was really old. It was about 76.
Right.
And it had sore feet because it's old and
they don't make stairs that big, do they?
The roads are bad and that.
Yeah, go on.
So, they said, what are we going to do? And the town was like, oh, you know, we're used to seeing it around, it's part of the thing, you know, we don't want it to have sore feet.
Yes.
So they got some slippers made for it. And it had, like, a picture of the elephant looking happy wearing some slippers.
I love him! I love Carl, his world! Think of it, where did you see this picture?
That was on the internet.
Right.
That's a lesson, though, for any elephants listening. You know, don't wear stilettos to work every day.
No.
Because it can do your feet in.
So that it's
don't elephants have really bad memories?
No, they're really good memories.
Oh, do they?
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good then. No, I just thought they'd forget where they put them. I thought there was something about elephants having bad memories and that.
It goes on, where's my slippers?
Yeah.
I'm sure I left them by the tesla.
So, sorry, there's an elephant walking around wearing slippers?
Yeah, there's that's in
what
India.
What kind of slippers? Those sort of old man ones with the sort of checkers.
Well, round ones, I imagine.
Yeah.
Big round ones.
There was that going on.
And is it happening? Is it happier? I mean, does it feel
no,
more satisfying?
No, it looked it, looked it.
Did it look- How can you tell? How can you tell the elephants, please?
What else is there? There was a woman who's had a- had a breast insurer for 150 grand.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, any more what? Information there? What? Third party fire and theft?
Dunno, it just had- it had a picture of her with them, like, you know, out. I just thought, yeah, you should get them covered.
He's done another real joke!
Brilliant, that's a proper joke.
He's done- look at his little face, he smiles!
I'd like to see you on one of the sort of TV panel games. If they could bring back sort of celebrity squares, yeah. He'd be amazing as the centre square.
Oh, that would be incredible.
Or, on the Countdown in Dictionary Corner.
Diction- I imagine him in Dictionary
well,
Corner.
Well, I come up with cat, yeah. if that helps at all.
Yeah. Memdlint.
Yeah, what does that mean, Carl?
Just anything you want it to mean. And what I've got, there's a dog that's got a cough in Singapore, because it smokes 20 a day. Right, okay, another one.
No, it's the last one in it, so yeah. I'll save it. The last one we've got is why I don't-
Sorry, what was that? Wash up with you, that was it? But they was that it? Survey of washing pots and pans.
I didn't understand, you said Italy were the cleanest.
No, Spain.
No, Brits were the quickest.
Yeah. We were the quickest, but Italy was the
Spain was the cleanest.
Turkey were the slowest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spain were the cleanest.
But why weren't we clean then? Because we were washing up, why were we not paying attention to the-
We did it rubbish, we did it quick.
We did it quickly, but-
Who was doing it? Was it Lynette Newman or Ainsley Harriet?
She's quick. Both of them are quick.
Yeah.
Well, they've got like kind of little slaves that do it for them.
Did we use fairy liquid?
Don't know. It didn't.
Did we
lot.
Use a whole bunch of boy scouts?
Didn't say that.
Just like Lynette.
It just said you know that.
Who had the softest hands?
So, I didn't say.
Why is it we don't get notified that this is taking place?
I don't know.
When I was a kid, no one ever said, you know, we need recruits because we're doing a survey on who can wash up the quickest.
Are you disappointed in yourself with that one, Carl?
It is pretty dull, to be fair. And that is why we've got to bring in either con merchant or a wine merchant.
Or shut up with your face.
Yeah.
Would you be able to, if I asked you, if I put you on the spot in the next, sort of after the next record, would you be able to give an example of how con merchant would work? I mean, is there something you could do just to sort of experiment
Should we play a record? Should we play a record?
Play a tune, what's your record?
I can do better than that.
Yeah. What?
Ads.
Go on.
Oh.
Travis on XFM 104.9 on Ricky Gervais with me, Steve Merchant, Carl Pilkington. We're doing Educating Ricky. Right, final one. Come on, Carl.
Right, what was it? It was, Why don't they just get a diary or some paper or something to write on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause
snappy.
I couldn't think of a heading for it. It's basically,
go on.
People who have tattoos, I've never understood it, right? That they have something put on their arm.
Right, sorry. Have we started the is this part of it? Are you educating me? This is something that will be useful in my life that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
Go on then.
No, it's just that they've got a machine out, right, that, does tattoos. You come up with a design you want, and you sort of, this machine scans it, and, you put your arm in this thing, and you press print or whatever, and then it does the tattoo on your hand, or on your
arm. Like loads of little needles that follow a pattern?
Yeah.
The computer,
basically, yeah.
Is it a real tattoo? It's a proper
It's a proper
tattoo.
One. The fella said,
Well, as long as it goes out, it pierces the skin with
I just wondered if it's one of those kind of, you know, those kind of
No, it must be lots of little needles or a moving needle that can go
Sorry,
along
but how is this cleaned, like, in between each person?
Dunno, probably. I don't know.
Well, no, it's only that if it's one needle, it's just the head, isn't it? If it's one needle that moves, and does it like a like loads of little
What are we gaining from a machine doing it?
Just because you know they're not gonna sort of mess it up.
But hold on, how do you keep your arm still? Because your skin moves slightly. It's the machine
sort of strapped to your arm.
Right,
and the fella said that the tricky thing was in all this, it was the fact that, you know, nobody would let him test it out on anyone else, so he had to do it himself.
But did it work? Because the thing is with a tattoo artist, they can see when your skin's moved and they can see what they've done and they keep wiping it and looking, whereas a machine's just got to trust itself. Yeah. So, I think one needle could go wrong. If it was a lot of needles, it just came down, like, you know, 1,000 needles that was an imprint.
Yeah.
But, obviously I'm asking someone who's hasn't delved any further than there's a machine that can give you a tattoo. That's all you've got at the moment, isn't it?
Well, I'm- yeah, basically.
That's what you've got?
I mean, that's what I've got, because I'm not a fan of tattoos, I don't-
But where did you read this again?
This was,
Internet?
This was on the internet, yeah, it was, yeah.
okay.
And I just don't understand why people do it. That's what got me attention. Because me,
Sorry, what have I learned from this?
That if you wanted to get one, you know, you can get one done by a machine now. You know, people say machines are sort of taking over and that, and there's another one. But it's just the fact, I mean, I don't know,
So give us the snappy title of this education
why
again.
Why don't they just get a diary or some paper or something to write it on? That's what I always think when I see people with loads of tattoos. Like, there's that fella who we were talking about the other week in Scotland who was covered 99% in tattoos. Yeah. It's just like, what have you done that for?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You can't get rid of it now. You've done it now.
Yeah.
One of my uncles, right, Tattoo Stan, he's just caked in them.
Tattoos?
Right.
I don't think he's my proper uncle, but it's just like, my dad's
got- Tattoos stamped!
No, my dad's
that's
got-
That's a province in Russia, isn't it?
My dad's got loads of mates who,
when
like,
you say he's
names.
Not your proper uncle?
Do you know how, like, when someone comes around with the school? Right, Uncle Stan?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And there was, like, there was, my dad had loads of mates like that. There was John the Screw.
Right. So, he either works in a prison, or he liked to have sex.
Cabbie. Cab driver.
Okay.
There was Jimmy the Hat. I don't know what he
Jimmy
did.
The Hat?
Yeah.
And, did he wear a hat?
No.
No.
There was, there was Fred the Veg.
You sure he wasn't a relative?
Sorry.
Fred the Veg used to get us, like, big bags of potatoes and that.
Fred Veg, okay.
And there was Tattoo Stan.
Right.
And he was just caked in them, and I used to always look at him thinking, why have you done that? I must have only been, like, you know, six
I suppose
or seven.
If you're born with a name like Tattoo Stan.
Exactly.
You're destined,
sorry,
aren't you,
were
really?
They like a 1950s gang?
I'm worried about
doing a bank job.
What was his name? The Hat? What was his name?
Jimmy the Hat.
I'm worried about Jimmy the Hat.
Yeah.
Not having a hat.
I don't understand it.
Are you sure he didn't have a hat?
Not when I met him.
Did he ever wear a hat?
I didn't see him that much.
Do you think it was a joke, like, you know, when your mate sort of like, you know, 8 foot and huge, you call him Little John or Tiny?
Hmm.
Do you think
the fact that he never wore a hat?
Yeah, they went, hold on, I've noticed something about Jim. Go on. No hat. And I go, oh, true, let's call him Jim the Hat.
Jim the Hat, yeah. But my Uncle Stan, he had, like, loads of them. He did them himself.
Oh, dear.
And it was always that thing.
What was it things like?
It was, he had, like, the
cross.
Cut here, made in Britain. And if you're going to do them yourself, I'd say at least make sure you're sort of a good drawer.
Yeah.
And don't do it in the mirror, so it comes out backwards.
Well, that was the other thing. But, like, I remember he did, I mean, names are all right. He had, like, all his kids' names down his arm.
What were they called?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's
Tattoo Stan Junior.
Yeah.
And,
Paul shits the bed.
I'm trying to-
Oh, Wubby Kate.
Yeah, yeah.
But he had-
Frankie never amounts to anything.
Oh, God.
So he had, like,
Johnny, I don't think he's mine.
So, he did all this stuff. I don't even know why I'm telling you about Tattoo
Stan. No, nor do I, Carl!
Hey,
to be honest.
I don't know if, maybe you just have to picture this, but my sister had to take a photo once. She was working in, like, a factory. Not to denigrate people who work in factories, but there happened to be a particularly oddball, kind of lank-haired, weird guy living, working in this factory. And he did his own tattoos. And she took a photo of it because she was so extraordinary. He'd drawn it himself. Now, bear in mind, it was the kind of thing you saw when you were doing art when you were, like, 15. This is the sort of person who designed their own, like, heavy rock album cover.
Yeah.
He's that sort of person. So, I mean, like,
was it a dragon with breasts?
You're not far off, Rick.
No.
You're not far off. I'll tell you what it was. He had this tattooed on his back. It took up his entire back. She took a photo of it for me. He drew it himself, he had it tattooed himself, and it was just too much detail. Too much detail for a tattoo. It needs to be fairly simple, I think, to make it a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
It was a naked female vampire having a shower.
Why was she having a shower?
Having a shower, well, that's why she was naked.
Yeah.
And so she had- She'd been out, presumably,
a lot of blood.
She was naked, so you could see her naked body.
Yeah.
She's quite a beautiful vampire, relatively speaking.
Yeah.
Although the symmetry of her face was somewhat off.
Yeah.
The only thing I think that gave
her
away-
Well, bad spine.
Was that she did have some pointed teeth. And
right.
I think that was how you knew she was a vampire.
Right. Was she looking-
But,
she
was having a shower was-
Yeah, that
very
is
specific.
Weird, isn't it?
but he said to the eye,
listen, I want a naked bird, right? But I don't want to be gratuitous. And he goes, well, you could put her in a shower, because then they went, popper
well,
in the shower.
That at least gives some kind
yeah,
of justification.
That's the plot. That's the plot.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's justified within the story. Exactly. She's in a shower. Sure, sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We'll have that.
So,
Carl.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Any other nicknames your friends of your family had?
What was your nickname, Carl?
Just Pilky.
Because for a minute I thought Carl the Veg would have made a lot of sense.
Yeah, Carl the Veg. And what? Why has your dad got a little tattoo, dopey twat, on his arm?
Right, we'll do the answers to Rockbusters next, yeah?
Brilliant. Buzzcocks. Still sounds brilliant, that.
It is a cracker.
They're from Manchester as well, Carl. So you've got a little bit of pride there, eh?
I think one of them's, one of my mate's dads.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
What's his nickname?
Well, his name was, I don't really want to say his name.
Oh, okay.
Laurie, his first name was.
Yeah. Still is, probably.
Yeah.
And well, you know those little fellas at school that didn't know each other, weren't related and weren't friends because it would be too obvious, that they had webbed hands and big heads?
Yeah.
What were they, did they have any nicknames?
Again, too obvious, isn't it?
Yeah. Go on.
Well, oh, big head or, you know.
Sure.
Oh, I bet you got at juggling or-
Frog twins.
Yeah.
Can I just interrupt you guys because we've just had an email here. I hate to query you, Carl, and you're educating Ricky's section, because I know you put a lot- Don't read this, let me just read it for you. Just had an email here from Olivia, and this has also been corroborated by someone else, I forget who it was. She was just- she just tuned in, and she just heard you explaining the expression, letting the cat out of the bag.
So,
it's all to do with cats that were put in bags yeah. By dodgy butchers. Possibly the 17th century, we're not too sure. anyway, she claims- well, let me see, she says, she uses both the words twaddle and crap. in relation to your definition. She says, letting the cat out of the bag is an old shipping expression from when sailors used to get flogged for their misdemeanors. The cat
letting the
is
cat,
the cat
of
nine tails.
Of course
which,
it is.
A kind of whip thing that you, they used yeah. to keep hanging in a bag below deck. If yeah. it was discovered that a sailor had done something wrong, the cat would be let out of the bag yeah. and you'd get a whipping.
Of course it is.
Don't let the cat out of the bag, that's meaning to cover something up with a
She's talking nonsense,
no,
right?
No, she's not. That's
she
the
is,
truth. That's
because the
truth.
One I read about that was, there's not enough room in here to swing a cat, right? And that was people who worked on a boat.
Yeah, well, that's the same one.
Well, that's fine. They
that's
can
the
have
same
expressions
one.
For the
They're not
going
to keep going on about people working on a boat to get loads
these
of sailors.
You can't have two phrases about the same thing.
Can't these sailors have got nothing to do with their time?
Think how many
just coming up. Yeah. And stuff
think
like
how
that.
Many metaphors have birds in them, and you know it's ridiculous. Why can't you have? You can have as many sounds as you like about anything, Carl.
Yeah,
there's
well,
not a rule.
Whatever.
They don't go. We've made one up about yeah. the cat and nine tails.
Well, cheers for that, Oliver.
Olivia.
Olivia.
Yeah.
Don't see your email coming up with the Rockbusters answers, so...
Well, let's, you better give us the answers
Let's
again.
Give them out. The first one was, you've been dunking that for too long.
Yeah.
That was LB.
Limp Biscuit.
Limp Biscuit.
Yeah, got that one, didn't
it? The third one, we'll jump to that one, because you've got it. Well, I've had a rubbish day, so I'm happy it's all over. That was GK.
That's a great one.
That's
Gladys
Knight.
Gladys Knight.
That is brilliant, Carl.
And the one that you're both having a problem with, you won't be able to play that game in this pub. The table ain't big enough. FD.
Go on.
Fats Domino. Yeah?
What?
The dominoes. You play dominoes in a pub. The dominoes fat. Pub tables are quite small. You won't be able to play that game in this pub. Fats Domino.
Rubbish.
So, do you want to pick a winner? Random
rubbish.
Winner?
Well,
winner?
You say it's rubbish, but plenty of people got the right answer.
Rubbish.
Who do you want to go with?
The bunch of slightly rubbish prizes is going to Elliot Kay from Chigwell in Essex. Well done to Elliot.
Before we go, can we just get an email off Anders? Because I think he must. Well, I think we've probably turned him round with this show.
I'd have thought so.
I think he's going to be saying, coming to us with his tail between his legs, saying, "Sorry, lads, a blinding show. I was wrong, you were right."
Yep.
Yeah.
Alright.
Song for the Lovers is very exciting this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, we haven't had a song for the Lovers or the Ladies for quite some time. Let's combine the two.
Sorry,
and a bit of John Martin, May You Never. Let's end with
beautiful
that this week.
Track.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.